you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A fifth night of peaceful protests in Florissant last night. Protesters are demanding charges be filed against fired Florissant Police Detective Joshua Smith. He was caught on camera hitting a man with his patrol vehicle. And there's been another arrest in the looting at Lee's Pawn Shop. The night retired Chief David Dorn was killed. Samuel Simpson is charged with second-degree burglary and stealing. Police are looking for at least seven suspects. They made multiple arrests in the case. They also arrested Stefan Cannon, accused of killing Dorn. Missouri Governor Mike Parson announces the state will fully reopen this Tuesday. All remaining coronavirus restrictions will be lifted on the state level, but local leaders will be able to keep regulations in place if they choose. The governor added the Missouri State Fair will go on this year, but he did not discuss details of what it may look like. And later this morning, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page is expected to announce all county businesses can operate at 60% capacity starting June 29th. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we start the morning off with a few clouds and temperatures a little bit milder. Expect partly to mostly sunny skies today, with temperatures warming into the upper 80s to near 90. Sunny skies Saturday and partly cloudy skies for Sunday. High temperatures over the weekend will be in the lower 80s and overnight lows in the 50s to lower 60s.